Farmers helping farmers is a practice that is as old as agriculture. Now, more farmers are turning to each other to increase their profitability and help fellow farmers at the same time. Just as urban ride-sharing services such as Uber have transformed the way those who live in cities get from point A to point B, a similar concept adapted for farm equipment is growing in popularity. It's called Machinery Link Sharing, and more than 1,000 farmers have listed equipment on the site to share with other farmers. Jason Wyckoff farms in northern Indiana and has found success in renting his combine through the platform.
We were looking for solutions in our operation of how to become more efficient, how to complete our harvest in a timely manner and do it in a way that we could access late model technology in a cost-effective manner. This is a program that allows guys in different parts of the country to do what our grandfathers used to do, and that is share equipment and help each other out. Fortunately, today, local geographics neighbors are all doing the same job at the same time, and our acreage has gotten bigger, and our windows seem to have gotten smaller to get that work done. And so what I feel the technology is doing is opening up our neighborhood to the entire country, and now we can have farmers across the country sharing equipment and helping each other out at different times of the year when our equipment is sitting idle.
Through an online platform, Machinery Link Sharing connects users with the equipment they need and handles logistics such as insurance and transportation. Ag financial consultant Mo Russell says the sharing model can help farmers manage the high cost of farm equipment.
There's more than $244 billion in value of farm equipment on America's farms. And because of the uniqueness of that industry, farmers don't use that equipment year-round. And having the ability to lease that equipment to someone else is a real valuable program. It allows a farmer to improve cash flow, utilize their assets when they're not being utilized on their farm, and improve their bottom line profitability.
Wyckoff agrees and adds that he earns extra income on his combine when he isn't using it, money he's able to reinvest in other critical areas of the farm.
We feel whether we're renting our equipment out or whether we're renting equipment from other farmers, it allows us to have the latest technology and late model equipment, which we feel very confident that we won't have any breakdowns. We'll be able to run it when we need to run it. The issue of owning equipment solely for your own use and having that on your balance sheet requires tremendous amounts of capital and really limits your investment in other aspects of your farm which you need to invest in, whether it be irrigation, more land, human resources. And this technology allows us to free up some of that capital to invest in other areas.
Growers like Wyckoff also gain a lot of satisfaction from helping other farmers and also taking charge of his own profitability when it comes to equipment expenses.
Particularly, I think, for the younger guys that are just getting into farming and maybe don't have the balance sheets as some of the other generational farmers, their crops are just as important to them, and it's just as important to them to be timely, whether they're putting them in, spraying them, getting them fertilized, or harvesting them. It's probably even more important to them that they have good equipment, reliable equipment, be able to be timely. So whether commodity prices are good or low, it's always a good idea for us to do a better job and be more efficient with our equipment and our equipment dollars.
For more information, visit machinerylink.com. Michael Clements reporting.